Hello. Roseanne. Dan. It's Kathy. Is everything okay? Hello. Is anybody up?
What is it, Kathy? I've had a really bad day and now I've got all this cleaning up to do.
I need to go home.
Would you just look at this mess? I don't know how many times I've said it to myself. It's just like gutting a fish. I swear I was way better the last time.
The last time?
Yeah, you know, with Becky's dad, he was blonde too. Hey, I know. You've got a garbage disposal over your house, don't you?
Oh my God. Please. I need to go home.
Oh no, you can't go. You'll tell.
No, I won't. I promise. I won't tell. Please, let me go.
Liver.
Happy Halloween.
That was a horrible thing to do.
You know, hon, every time we do this, people get so ticked off.
Yeah, when will we learn? Good. She almost lost it.
Yeah. Damn good bladder control, though.
Well, thank you. I did laugh pretty hard.
Listen, I'm going out tonight.
Oh, you're going to be home for dinner?
Oh, I don't know. What are we having?
Liver.
God, I wish I had an adult role model.
Where are you going tonight?
Yeah, you got some sort of a party or something. What are you going as?
I'm going as Becky. Well, that ought to scare the crap out of them. Funny. Anyway, it's not a party, it's a movie.
Ooh, scary movie?
Mother, I've outgrown it. Move on.
How's about you, Darlene? Are you going to dress up all gross for Mommy tonight?
No, I think I'm just going to stay home.
What's wrong with you, Darlene? You used to care about Halloween.
Yeah, I also used to want to marry Scott Paio.
Who am I supposed to be?
I told you, honey, you're Alfalfa of the Little Rascals.
I want to be the Terminator.
No, no, DJ, everybody's the Terminator. You look cute.
I don't want to look cute.
Honey, let me. DJ, alfalfas kill Terminators.
Yeah, right.
No, no, really, really. See, this is your antenna, you know, and it detects Terminator waves.
Mom, why don't you just give him a sign to wear that says, knock me down and steal my candy?
I want to do what my friends are doing.
Well, fine. Then you just do whatever the hell you want and leave me out of it. I just don't get it anymore, Dan.
Yeah. I remember when Halloween used to mean something around here.
Remember when we used to throw flaming bags of dog dew over on the Henderson's lawn as a family?
Hey.
Oh, good. Jackie can help you yank the slime out of this thing. I gotta go get some more tubing for our costume.
Your costume's got tubing?
Maybe, maybe not.
Why won't you tell me what you're going as tonight?
Because we've been working on it for months, Jackie. It's supposed to be a surprise.
I told you what I was gonna go as.
Yeah. Morticia Adams, not too boring.
I'm sorry if it's not up to your standards, Roseanne.
Hey, if you give me a half an hour, I will turn you into a science experiment gone berserk.
No, thanks. Sorry. What's with the blood?
Oh, I killed Dan.
Of course.
So are you still going to the thing tonight alone?
Yeah, no date.
Are you bummed?
Well, no, not now.
Soon?
No, I mean, I was bummed about it, you know, like around the time of the Arnie disaster. So desperate for company, I actually called up some of my old boyfriends.
Ah, that's pathetic.
Thanks.
Well, who'd you call?
Oh, I don't even want to get Gary.
Oh, God.
And I hung up.
Cool. And?
Tim Brewer.
Who, that mama's boy?
She answered, although could have been him.
Man, I'm glad that one never worked out.
Yeah, and I called Booker.
Booker? Yeah. Hey, what'd he have to say?
Nothing, I just left a message on his machine. Look, I don't even want to get into it, okay? I'm going by myself. I don't need to bring a date to have a good time.
All right, yeah. So you're just going to, like, get drunk and hang around me all night.
You mind?
Mom!
In your bottom drawer, where else would they be?
Oh, yeah, right.
Who's he supposed to be?
I don't know. The Alfalfanator.
Well, I see two women who should have consulted before choosing their costumes.
You knew I was borrowing Roseanne's wig. How could you do this?
Well, how did I know you were borrowing it for Halloween?
What'd you think I wanted it for?
Well, I certainly don't know. Perhaps you were trying to cover your hair color du jour.
Hey, let's not get snippy.
I'm sorry. But I put a lot of thought into this costume.
Well, so did I. Oh, what are the odds we both come as Morticia?
Oh, you're Morticia? Well, then that's no problem. I'm Elvira.
You still look like the Judds from hell.
Jackie.
Hi, Anthony.
I hate to ruin the party for you, but Elvis's ghost is here.
Arnie, did he see me?
I don't think so. But I wouldn't hang near the free food too long.
Okay, what?
I can't believe you both came as Cher.
Jackie, Jackie.
So close.
I got a situation here. Nancy's with me tonight. She's the axe murderer over there in the corner.
Cute.
So you just can't be coming on to me. You understand?
I think I can control myself, Arnie.
I really appreciate it. Whoa, she's seen us, quick! Act like you never slept with me. Hi, honey! I love you!
Okay, everybody quiet, please. Please, everybody quiet. Come on, would everybody get a seat, please? Thank you. Everybody take a seat. Everybody. Okay, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it wouldn't be Halloween unless the Connors overdid it, so without further ado...
Just do it like we told you.
Oh, okay. Fellow Lodge members, we had booked a fabulous act to entertain you tonight, but unfortunately they died. But the show must go on, so here they are, fresh from the cemetery. Please welcome... Oh, man. Dedger Bergen and Mortuary Snurd.
Hey, everybody. Well, it's great to be here.
So, this is hell. It's worse than I thought.
Now, Morty, I told you. We're in Lanford.
Lanford? Say, isn't that Arnie? I thought I told you to go to hell.
Now, Morty, these are our friends. Why, look, isn't that Jackie over there? Say, I hear she's a truck driver now.
Well, that's a switch. Jackie in the front seat with her feet on the floor.
Now, Morty, be nice to the people. Say, why don't you tell the people how we died?
Simple. I let you write the joke.
Yeah, like your stink don't stink. Anyway, my termite riddled little friend. Are you ready to do our little song?
Oh, God, don't let her sing.
Shut up, Arnie. Hit it, Dedger.
Dun, 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 dun. Well, I come from 6 feet under with a dead guy on my knee. I'm heading down to Hades for to spend eternity.
Hey. To see, we bought a cardboard casket and the worms have eaten me.
Well, you won the grand prize again.
Was there ever any doubt?
$50? Wow. What'd the costume cost you, $100?
Well, we don't do it for the money, okay? We do it for the envy.
Well, you were a convincing dummy.
Jealous, jealous, jealous.
Honey, honey, look who's here.
Oh, my God, it's the Bowmans.
I wonder how he managed to drag her down to the lodge.
Wait a minute, dear. I know why she's here. She's here to try to get us back for what we did today.
No way.
I'm serious, Dan. She hates the lodge. The only reason she'd ever show up on our turf is just to try to humiliate us in front of all of our friends.
Too bad she didn't see the act. Could have saved her a trip.
Great act, man.
Yeah. Well, what was your favorite part?
I like the jokes.
Oh, really?
The song?
Well, how about the water bit? See, because that was my idea. Roseanne was really against it, but I thought we needed a big closer.
Yeah. You know, you're right. You definitely needed a big closer.
Honey, they love the water bit.
Stay alert, Dan. Kathy's over there plotting revenge, but at least we know about it, so we've got the edge.
Honey, you're just being paranoid. Why can't you just relax and have a good time?
I am not being paranoid. Look at that. They've got Crystal in on it.
Well, she's talking to Crystal. Big deal. She's just being sociable.
All right. When have you ever known Kathy to be sociable?
Well, okay. We pull one on her. She pulls one on us. We're even.
I don't want to be even, Dan. I want to be better. So just watch your back.
Fine. I'll be at the bar. If I'm not back in 15 minutes, I'll be at the bar.
I met this guy, seems really great. But he's in this big moose costume, and no matter what I say, he won't take the head off.
You listening to me?
Yeah. You met a moose. Congratulations.
What's with you?
See that little Miss Yarnhead over there? Well, she don't know who she's messing with. I am the master. All I've got to do is think. If I were her, what would I do to get even? Oh, that bitch.
So I said to myself, I don't care if it sounds crazy, it's my life.
If I want to be a trucker, then that's what's right for me.
That's great. You're independent. Get to travel. It's perfect for you.
How do you know it's perfect for me?
I just got this feeling about you. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Take off the mask.
Now, I told you, you might be disappointed, and I don't want that to happen until after we've had sex.
You're pretty sure of yourself.
Well, hunting season starts tomorrow, so it's now or never.
No, take off the moose head.
All right. But remember, you've really been digging me up until now. Trick or treat.
Booker?
I got your call.
Damn it, I thought it was somebody good.
Jack.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Jer.
Hey, where's Rosie?
Well, where's Kathy?
Oh, she went out to the car to get a sweater.
Then Rosie would be out in the bushes watching her. She thinks Kathy's going to get even with us for that trick we pulled on her.
Oh, boy. I got to tell you, Dan, Kathy was so mad about that, she didn't say a word to me all day.
Well, I guess you owe me a beer, Jer.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Gus?
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Why did you call me if you didn't want to see me?
It was not a happy time at Jackie's that night, okay? I wanted to talk to someone who was not my sister.
All right, so you needed to talk to someone. Here I am. Let's talk.
You weren't the only guy I called, you know.
No, but I'm the only one that showed up.
We don't know that. Mm-hmm. There is someone in there right now dressed as Madonna who could very well be Tim Brewer. I made a mistake, all right? Let's just forget it.
Come here. Come here. Sit down. There's something that I've been wanting to ask you since we broke up. Why'd we break up?
You were seeing somebody else.
So it was my fault. I was afraid of that.
Hi, Kathy.
Your sister is insane. Roseanne's new neighbor.
Hey!
Hey!
Booker!
Oh, man, look, Jackie, it's Booker. Booker was the moose.
I know.
Hey, how you been? You look great. What have you been up to?
Well...
Oh, I can't talk to you now.
Jerry, let's go home.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Jerry.
Oh, leaving so soon, Kathy? Or is that just what you want me to think?
Roseanne, why are you following me?
What were you doing at your car?
Getting my sweater.
Why were you doing that?
To get away from you.
So then what are you doing here in the first place?
Because my husband asked me to come. So I did. Married people do things like that for one another.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
How many times do I have to tell you, Roseanne, that I'm not going to waste one iota of energy in getting you back? I think I'm better than that. Jerry, come.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Chair.
Oh, sure, you think you're better than me now, but when you remember the terrible thing that I did to you today... You will sink to my level like a rock. Now, why wouldn't she get me back after I got her? What, is something wrong with me? Am I not good enough to get? Is she trying to make me feel like I'm, what, beneath revenge?
She ruined your favorite night. Maybe that's her payback.
No, Dan, she doesn't have that kind of imagination. She'll do something to get me back, and it'll be really lame, and I'll be ready for it, too.
I'm sure you will be, dear.
You know, Dan, I just wish we would rehearse the act more, because I don't think people got that we were supposed to be dead.
Well, Marty, if it's any consolation, I'm sure they wish we were.
Yeah.
Snakes in the bed.
And we just bought that bed, too. Now it's covered all with snake sweat and stuff. You go get them out of
there. No, you get them out.
Now you're the man.
Ick.
She's gone too far this time. And snakes bite and squeeze. Kathy's trying to kill us.
What are you talking about? Kathy isn't trying to kill you.
Yeah, we are.
You put snakes in our bed?
Well, you were saying how important this Halloween stuff is to you.
My baby!
You've made your mother and me very happy. Now get rid of the snakes.
I'll do it!
DJ, don't touch those snakes. I'm not untying them again.
Oh, our beautiful children remembered us on the holidays.
God bless us one and all. to think you had to worry about Kathy.
Yeah. Of course, you know what this means, Dan.
She's still out there.
Now, all she has to do is pick up the box. Okay. It'll all be over in a couple of seconds.
I can't believe you didn't do this to your own wife.
I'm not doing it. Kathy is. When it's done, Roseanne will sleep better. Ah. I'll sleep better. Life will be good, or at least normal. Do you have the kitten?
I have the kitten.
She is, ever vigilant, ever paranoid. She spots the bait, and realizing how lame the trick is and how easy it was to detect, waves of superiority wash over her.
What now?
One of two things. Either she just won't open the door, or...
Becky, it's for you!
Perfect. She gets even for the snakes.
What do you guys do for Thanksgiving around here?